everyone. Good morning. Hope you guys are having a great day. I just wanted to do this segment of my podcast in regards to changing environments, changing atmospheres for children, especially at an age where the child is developing different kinds of milestones. For example, when a baby is born, there's a lot of bonding with mom and dad, grandparents, or just close people that are close to you that are always in the child's life on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, which is so important. You know, the mom and dad are like the first caregivers of a newborn. And that's great because the child needs to feel secure, have that bonding, all their needs need to be met. Observe the child to see, you know, their cries. You know, always remember children or humans are born with a temperament that, you know, that they're distinct. There's 9 different temperaments, and everybody's different. We, you know, breed from the same mom and dad, but our temperament is something that characterizes each human individually. Having said that, you know, really observe your child, really see what their needs and what their wants are, and work with that. Don't just give in, even at an early age. You know, you learn to kind of put them on a schedule and kind of see what is the best for them while they are sleeping, eating, doing tummy time, you know, all those things. And, you know, some children mix up their days with their nights, and it's a lot harder for them sleep during the evening or during the night, but it all has to do with the type of schedule you put yourself to. You know, I know it's very overwhelming sometimes when you bring home a baby and you've had a really hard labor or just don't have a lot of help. It is overwhelming because you're a first-time parent. You don't know how to... You know, you've got this little human being that you're responsible for, and you've had all these other things in your routine, and now you've got to put them all aside, even your beautiful furry pet, and now you've got to take care of this baby that doesn't speak, you know, and you're bringing him home from the hospital or her from the hospital, and they see, but they don't see like you and me. At the time. So they're very little, and all of their efforts depend on us as parents. So, you know, you really want to just take a breath and plan it out in your head. If you need to write it down, if you need, you know, the daddy to be involved, or if this is daddy listening, mommy, you know, there's sometimes where moms, you know, they've just had a really hard time and dad has to step up. So, you know, it just really work as a team. You know, if there's any, you know, need for advice or just a phone call away, you know, just reach out. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid or shy. Reach out to people with experience, people that have had their children and that you see that they've had good experiences. So it's really important, you know, to reach out, to ask for help, because children don't come with a manual under their little wrapping of a baby or, you know. So, you know, just ask for help. It is overwhelming because this little human really needs everything from us as parents. And so don't take it lightly. You know, be there 200% for that baby. Observe them. Observe their crying. And talk to them. You know, they might not be able to respond to you as you and me, but they will listen. They will start to understand the vocabulary, and if it's repetitious, they will listen and they would hear your tone, and they will analyze and absorb that tone of voice that you have for them. And, you know, do it very consistently on a daily basis in the morning. Hi, baby. Good morning. How are you? You know, how are you feeling? Mommy feels, you know, daddy feels, or daddy's working, or it's just you and me, kid, you know. And and then when the baby starts crying because maybe they're wet or they're hungry, or, you know, that's the first thing you want to check. Check if their diaper's wet. Maybe they're too hot. Maybe they're too cold. Maybe they just want you to hold them next to your chest so that they can hear your heartbeat, because that's one of the closest things that they've had in that belly of yours from the beginning. And they just need to hear that, so that soothes them, you know. So hope this was helpful, and hope you enjoy my podcast. Stay tuned for part 2 as your baby grows. Thanks.